Baby, I'm so glad that you agreed to do Locktober for me. You know, it's been a fantasy of mine for a couple of years now, ever since we started playing with chastity, and I realized how much I love keeping you nice and locked up for me. I know at first you were a little bit resistant to the idea. I mean, locking away your cock, or maybe I should say my cock. I guess that does seem kind of scary for a guy. But once we started playing with it and you could see how much of a better submissive it made you, how more obedient you were, and how eager you got for me, you started liking it too, didn't you? But I guess you never really imagined we'd get to this place. Locking you up for an entire month with nothing, no coming at all. You're going to be so, so desperate by the end, aren't you? And you've been such a good boy for me these past few days. I know it must be getting really, really difficult for you to be all locked away like that while I just tease you every day. I mean, you don't want me to stop teasing you, though. The teasing is half the fun, isn't it? If I stopped teasing you and I just let you wear your cage, I bet you'd be a very disappointed boy. That wouldn't be any fun at all, would it? But knowing that I like it, knowing that I like that you're locked and that you're desperate and aching and frustrated and hearing your moans and your begging, well, it really turns you on, doesn't it? It really gets you hot. And let's face it, it also shows you your place, which is where? Come on, you know the answer. Beneath me. Mm-hmm. I control everything. I call the shots. I have control of your body, of your mind, of your cock, and of your orgasm. You don't really even need to think much for me, sweetie. Oh no, I like it when all that blood rushes from your brain to somewhere else. It keeps you nice and empty-headed for me, and it lets me keep my control. Now, I guess that blood is really, really fixated in one place by now, isn't it? Those big, swollen balls of yours? Because it really can't go into your cock. Not when it's in that cage. It's sort of difficult to get there, isn't it? But those balls of yours, well, I'll bet they're feeling very, very full for me. Oh, and we haven't really even gotten into the middle of the month yet. Imagine just how big they're going to feel by the end. Oh, I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see just how desperate that you get for me. I wonder what you'll do for me by the end of the month. Who knows what you would agree to if I told you that you could even have two strokes of an unlocked cock? Not that I'm sure I'd go through with it, but it would be fun to tease you. Just to ask you what you would be willing to do, just to have a little tiny taste. For right now, though, you can just think about pleasing me. That's, after all, what it's about, pleasing me, right? Not you. I want you to imagine me just lying back on my bed, you with your locked cock, so nice and cute and small in that cage, and then think about crawling up the bed right between my legs and getting the chance to lick me, getting the privilege to lick me, to lick my pussy, get me nice and wet with that tongue of yours, and imagine that It's your cock, my cock, being allowed to penetrate me. But of course, you can't do that, can you? No, because that cock is all locked away, and I've got the key, and you know I'm not giving it to you. So you can just imagine while you think about licking my pussy, getting me nice and wet and excited and turned on, while your cock is just helplessly caged. In fact, I bet that you'd be humping the bed, wouldn't you? I don't think you'd be able to control yourself. I think you would just hump and hump and hump, but you couldn't really feel anything, could you? Oh, and you'd be getting so turned on, seeing how turned on I was getting. I know you'd do a good job for me, and it would be fun to come right in front of you, knowing that you weren't going to be able to, knowing that you were basically just giving me your orgasm. See, that's one of the things that I find really hot about chastity, the idea that I get to come and you don't, and in a way, you're really gifting me your orgasm. You're choosing not to have one, knowing that I'm going to have as many as I want. And I like to think of it that way, that you're just giving it to me. You're giving up your power and you're giving up your pleasure so that I can have more. Isn't that hot to think about? Doesn't it make you feel good? Doesn't it make your cock just twitch in that cage and leak out all over? Such a messy boy. You know what to do if your cock is leaking, even in that cute little cage. That's right. You know me. You need to put it on your lips and make them nice and glossy. That's how I like to see you. Nice and submissive and turned on and eager to do anything that I tell you. I'm going to have to think about the things that might get a rise out of you, so to speak. Some things that you might be a little bit afraid to do when you weren't so desperately horny like this. But now, well, you'd agree to a lot of things, wouldn't you? Oh, I don't know. Just some things that might seem a little bit scary, like maybe eating your own cum, or who knows, maybe even eating someone else's cum. I mean, do you really think that I should go without cock for this entire month just because you can't give it to me? We'll talk about that later, but right now, just focus on giving me many, many orgasms with your mouth. You can just put it right there, right against my clit, and I'll just hold you exactly where you need to be. And you can just hump that cute little caged cock of yours. Come on, be my little bed humper while you lick me. While I get my juices all over that face of yours. Such a lucky boy. Aren't you glad that you agreed to start playing these games with me? Isn't it so much more fun this way? If you were able to come any old time, well then you wouldn't appreciate it, would you? But now you're going to appreciate every single orgasm I give you. If I give you one at all, or maybe even if I ruin it. In fact, by the end of the month, you might be begging for a ruined orgasm. You might be begging for anything at all, just to release all of that pent-up excitement and arousal. Oh, and just to get rid of that achiness in your balls. So, so full and so, so heavy for me. But I like you this way, sweetie. I want to keep you this way for as long as possible so that you'll be my good, obedient boy. And admit it, you love it, don't you? You love knowing that you're serving me. You love knowing that you're giving in to me. You love being my chaste little pet, don't you?